You're listening to SBS News.
Good Friday is probably one of the busiest days for us. So it's one of the only weekends of the whole year where the Friday and Sunday are busier than the Saturday.
Bakery owner Anu Haran has been on her feet for 16 hours a day this week. And the reason is this. She's baking hot cross buns on the hour to meet the enormous demand for her customers.
The food's amazing. Amazing. The bakery is just out of this world, and I love everything they bake.
It's the first Easter without pandemic restrictions for the 36-year-old baker. Ms. Haran traded her career in marketing to open her flower shop business in Sydney's Tarramurra 2 years ago.
We start at like 9 p.m. of the previous day, rolling hot cross buns, because we've got hot cross buns coming out literally every hour. We had pre-orders yesterday for like about 1,200, 1,500 buns, another 1,200, 1,500 for tomorrow.
Ms. Haran migrated to Australia from India in 2017 and says her love of Indian spices may be her secret to success.
So it's soaked in chai spices, and so it's the fruit itself has flavour. So it's like plum juicy fruits in a soft bun. Like, what more could you want? And our glaze is also spiced. It's apricot reduced down with some orange. It's pretty special.
Ms. Haran is among 135,000 Australian retailers breathing a sigh of relief this Easter. The Australian Retailers Association expects sales to soar as Australian families get together and celebrate with food and gifts. CEO Paul Zara explains.
We're expecting this to be a rip-roar of an Easter trading period. This Easter, we expect Australians to spend about $1.5 billion on food, which is predominantly chocolates and hot cross buns, because it's the first opportunity for most families to get together since the pandemic had started.
The Retailers Association predicts Australians will consume 5 kilograms of chocolate each this week. With New South Wales residents the biggest spenders on Easter food, shelling out $500 million in total, or $104 per person. All that is good news for second-generation chocolatier Paul Adam, co-owner of Duplessis Praline. He says Australians are travelling again and taking sweet treats with them.
There's been a lot of chocolate going to, particularly to Perth and to Queensland as well. Finally, people are getting to see their families. 50% of the annual turnover is definitely there from Easter, and the profits are quite good too.
Mr. Adams's French father learned to make chocolates in Switzerland and opened the family's first shop in Sydney in 1961. After a stint on the Snowy Hydro scheme, he says their secret to success is this.
It's the quality of the chocolate that we make. Every customer is important to us. The service, the smile, you can always have a good joke with them. And I think it sort of almost becomes friends rather than just customers. And good quality chocolate, keep it simple, and people love it.
It's not all about tradition, though. Mr. Adams's range also includes milk chocolate rabbits and white chocolate face masks.
There's been a lot of COVID bunnies sold. I think this year people are asking if they can have it. I thought it might be a bit worn out, but apparently they all want it.
With spending expected to continue into next week, baker Anu Haran says it's not just families who are celebrating. It's a happy Easter for retailers across the country. And her gamble to open a business during COVID has paid off.
It's been such a good vibe. Extremely, extremely proud. Like, it's been 100% worth it.
John Baldock, SBS News.